she gently touched the framed photographs there, picking them up at random to see them better. And as she looked at them, it was suddenly so easy to remember the exact moment. Their wedding day, William laughing at something someone had said as she looked up at him, smiling shyly. There was so much happiness evident there, so much joy, that she had almost thought her heart would break with it the day of her wedding. She wore a beige lace and satin dress, with a very stylish beige lace hat with a small veil, and she had carried an armload of small tea-coloured orchids. They had been married at her parents' home at a small ceremony, with her parents' favourite friends beside them. Almost 100 friends had come to join them for a quiet but very elegant reception. There had been no bridesmaids this time, no ushers, no enormous wedding party, no youthful excess, only her sister Jane to attend her, in a beautifully draped blue satin dress with a stunning hat that had been made for her by Lily Dachet. Their mother had worn a short dress in emerald green. Sarah smiled at the memory. Her mother's dress had been almost exactly the colour of her own two extraordinary emeralds. How pleased with her life her mother would have been, if only she had lived to see it. There were other photographs there as well, of the children when they were small. A wonderful one of Julian with his first dog, and Philip looking terribly grown up, though he was only 8 or 9,